Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not bad, thank you.
Good. So I got some response on your file. I can't really go into any kind of details on the credit. I'm actually not even allowed to go over personal credit reports. They'll have to speak directly to the credit officer, one of the owners. If you were one of the owners, I could get it to you, but I could more than happy speak to the owner and pass them through to the credit officer. I can give you details of the approvals and pricing, though. Do you have a pen?
Is there some way that you can email me?
Well, I don't even have quotes, so I'm not sure what you want us to price you out on.
You can't give me a ballpark of how much the money's going to cost?
I can give you payments based on the equipment cost. Absolutely. Do you want me to assume the full approval amount?
Yeah.
Okay, and just so you know, there's no hiding this. Startup financing, did your rep have a chance to discuss it with you or no?
No, and I think we're probably best ending our conversation here. I'll talk to Megan. If you could email me pricing, I would be grateful. But a couple of times we've talked, your script is very like, I'm going to preface this so that you know what a pain in the ass it's going to be and how much it's going to hurt you, and I understand that.
Can
you clarify for me, Ruben, whether or not the credit issue was a market issue or was a personal issue and one of the owners needs to talk about that?
Yeah, I can just give you the exact details that credit gives me. No problem. I'm not trying to preface anything. There's certain things that they tell
me.
So they're basically telling me, I can just bring it up, I can read it to you. If I had the power, I'd give you every single tool, believe me.
No, that's fine.
No, and one of the reasons I mentioned this is, there is no like sales pressure from Bank of Cardiff. Our startup financing tends to be on the pricier side. Mm-hmm. It's not a pain in the butt. We do a lot of startup financing, but we have had a lot of customers who have come to us. We used to work with brokers and we don't anymore because they would tell their customers, hey, you've got really good credits or you're going to get a really low rate, and no one would really go over the risk factors of them. So I just like to tell people that startup financing is really on the high side. We can give you any option from 2 years to 5 years, but the startup pricing, it is on the high side. It's also not going to be an APR. It's going to be a fixed payment program. And I just want to make sure you were aware of that before I priced you out so you had the details of the program to make the best decision for your business.
Okay.
I don't know if you were you expecting an APR or a fixed payment program? Because I don't have that information in my file.
Megan didn't discuss anything with me.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to have her send you an email that's going to detail everything. Do you mind if I take 2 minutes to walk you through it so there's no sticker shock?
Sticker shock's fine. I'm in the middle of 1,200 things.
Okay, I'll have her send you an email just to kind of go over. Do you have an idea, though, of the collateral list you want to do? I know you're mentioning an auction situation. I did do some research on that. We can approve most auction situations, but there are certain auction houses that we can't approve. So that is some information. Like, for instance, we funded customers who have bought from Ritchie Brothers. I'm sure you know who they are, correct?
Say that one more time. You're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone system, if it gets disconnected, by the way, it's not me. It just kind of it goes in and out. It's a new phone system. We're trying to correct it. So with the auction situation, for example, Ritchie Brothers, do you know who they are?
Yes.
So they're a huge auction company, and when we pay vendors, we consider them an auction company. Even though they're an auction house, there's someone there that goes wrong.
Okay, I'm starting to hear only like two words. This is kind of
I'm gonna reset my phone and give you a call back. I apologize. Thank you for letting me know.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.